WICN in Worcester, this is the Venture Forum, Tales of Entrepreneurship from Central Massachusetts. I'm your host, Mark Reed Edwards, Executive Director of the Venture Forum. Now let's start today's tale. My guest on the Venture Forum for this episode is John Weaver, President and CEO of MBI, Massachusetts Biomedical Initiatives, a nonprofit business incubator supporting life and health science companies since 1985. John first came to Worcester to study at Assumption and served as COO of MBI for 3 years before taking over the CEO role. To me, John is an example of someone working tirelessly to promote the advantages of Worcester and Central Massachusetts. He's also a member of the Venture Forum Executive Committee, so this isn't the first time we've spoken. John, it's great to have you here on the Venture Forum.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's great to be on the show, and I'm just so excited about all the great things you've been able to do with the Venture Forum in a short window here. Really excited to see where this is headed.
Yeah, thanks so much. I really appreciate your support every day. So I gave the audience a taste of your background. Can you tell us more about your life and the career that led you to MBI?
Sure. Well, I love the Assumption connection in there. And, you know, for me, that's where this story really started for me in Worcester was, and I remember growing up in northeastern Connecticut and coming into Worcester as the big city growing up to go to the fashion outlet malls with my parents and always coming in and on the side of the old cold storage building, which was the site of a great tragedy, there was a billboard on the side that said every great city has at least one college or university. Worcester has 10. And it just struck me that Worcester was this great college town. I went to Assumption, loved my experience there. And, you know, through that, had some exposure into some things in Worcester and really fell in love with the city and decided that this was a place I really wanted to invest in. And after school, started working in community development here in the city and eventually went to work for the Worcester Business Development Corporation, the great team that does really miraculous work there trying to transform the city for the future. And over the course of a couple of years there, we got to do some exposure to some really exciting projects. Eventually then got the opportunity to come here to MBI. And over the last almost 6 years now, it's just been so exciting to see both what's happened at MBI and what's happened in Worcester as the city really hits its stride and is going through an incredible renaissance and is really getting known to be a place where entrepreneurs want to start their companies. I think there's a really exciting future ahead of both the city as well as MBI.
What makes Worcester and Central Massachusetts special for you? You know, why did you stay in the Worcester area? Do you have a story you can tell about that? Was there something that just drew you? You kind of alluded to it, but you know, after you were finished at Assumption, was there something you thought, you know, I think I'm going to stay around here?
I think it's access and accessibility. You know, Worcester is just a very accessible city. You can access people. It feels like a small town, even though it's got big city things going on. You've got access to affordable housing, access to great colleges and universities, access to incredible restaurant scene and a really cool arts and cultural district, you know, and all of it's affordable. It's, you know, easy to get through. You know, I spent a year working in Boston and nothing in Boston was easy to do. And it's no knock. I love the city and to have it, you know, as an awesome resource to the east, we need them both to succeed. But Worcester's just so accessible. And that's what really struck me about it. And I think of a story of, you know, when I was at Assumption, I was involved in student government and then Mayor Tim Murray convened a roundtable of student leaders from a bunch of the schools to talk about community issues and how do we make Worcester a place that students want to visit and invest in. And that eventually became the foundation of what was then the Worcester Intercollegiate Government and then later is now known as the Worcester Student Government Association. It just struck me that experience might not have happened everywhere, that, you know, I as just a student, you know, at Assumption might not have had the chance to access our political leaders and get involved and be asked to be involved. That opportunity really just struck me as something that was a real asset to the city and something I wanted to be involved in. And it's been a great ride. I don't regret a second of it. I think that's one of Worcester's best gifts is just that accessibility and the livability that comes with living here.
Can you tell me more about MBI, where it's located and what exactly you do at MBI?
Yeah. So this is one of the things I think Worcester should be proud of is, you know, MBI is the longest running biotech incubator in Massachusetts. And a business incubator is a place where an entrepreneur can show up with an idea, find the space, equipment, and resources that they need to then turn that into a company. After the siting of the medical school here in the city, you know, in the late 70s and early 80s, the city was very proactive, and the Chamber of Commerce led an effort to look at how do we leverage this major investment the state's just made in our community with the medical school and try to build a biotech cluster around it. And MBI was formed as an arm of the chamber at that time with some great civic leaders at that point in time that were really kind of proactive and thoughtful in their approach, and helped with the development of the then Biotech Park, which was the first biotech-focused park in the Commonwealth. That's now been a great success with the siting of BASF, which is now AbbVie, and, you know, home of one of the biggest selling biologics in the world, and, you know, a couple of recent successes with drugs like Rinvoq. And MBI, in addition to helping with the economic development side of things, also started incubating small businesses and helping give them a home where they could get going. And there's a bunch of success stories in that area as well. Three key areas that we work on: startup and scale-up center, innovation centers, where we incubate early stage companies, economic development catalyst, working on those types of economic development projects, most recently projects like the Reactory, which is Worcester's biomanufacturing park, and then the third piece being the workforce initiative.
And where are the facilities? I've been to one of them.
Sure.
It's just amazing the resources that you make available to the companies that house themselves there.
So MBI is in four sites right now, and we've always tried to use our facilities as a source of economic development. So three of those sites are in Worcester's Gateway Park project, and we're part of helping get those buildings each launched. We have a site in which about 7,500 square foot incubator, home to about 13 or 15 companies, in WPI's Life Science and Bioengineering Center at 60 Prescott Street. The landlord for the space and 50 Prescott Street, which was home to Lake Pharma, which originally started out here in Worcester as a company called Blue Sky Biotech at MBI, eventually moved out of the incubator into that space there where we supported them in doing that. Was later then acquired by Lake Pharma and now home to over 100 employees in Massachusetts. The parent company, Lake Pharma, is a nationwide presence. And we have a site on Barber Avenue, which is right in the shadow of the old Higgins Armory Museum, which is about an 8,000 square foot chemistry focused location, which is home to a variety of really exciting companies over there. And our most recent site, the one you referenced, is also in Gateway Park. It's a 25,000 square foot expansion, which really doubled our space from 25 to 50,000 square feet, which just opened up last August with support from the Massachusetts Life Science Center. This brand new facility opening up in the midst of a pandemic, you're never sure kind of how is it going to be received. We didn't have any startup companies necessarily lined up to occupy it when we first started, but we're really proud to say that, you know, that facility has really taken off and is currently at about 65% occupied, which is already exceeding our year two goal after only about 5 or 6 months. And we're well on our way towards passing 80% occupancy, which would be our year three goal. And I say that because I think it's really a testament to the fact that entrepreneurs and startups are really looking at Worcester as a place to start their business. And there's resources here for them to do that. Resources like MBI, the Venture Forum, Work Lab, and so many other groups that are around the city. Worcester's a great place to launch a startup, and MBI has those four facilities to help them do that.
Yeah, the thing I always think, and you and I have discussed this, how it's a community. The Worcester entrepreneurship community is a community of organizations that could be competitors, but they work together.
I agree with you. And, you know, I think part of why we are also focused on working together as an entrepreneurial ecosystem is that we need to tell the story. There's a great story here.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that entrepreneurs know about it, because there are resources for them to take advantage of here in the city. They can find success here in the city. They can raise money. They can do it affordably. They can access the great resources at our colleges and universities and our other partners that we all work with. Worcester's a great place to start a company. And, you know, we can all work together to be better at telling that story. It's about creating jobs. And, you know, that's what gets me so excited about this. You know, in the last year, despite a pandemic, MBI was home to at least 50 new jobs in the biotech field. You know, our startup company, we have 55 early stage startup companies currently within the roster at MBI that created over 50 jobs in the midst of a pandemic. 10 of those companies are working on COVID-19. All of those companies are working on making life better for patients. So I think it's really exciting to see those stories come out. People should know that there are great companies in Worcester For example, working on the next cure for cancer and working on a technology to sterilize blood for transfusion. One of the groups has a non-toxic alternative to chemotherapy. These are things that could have a significant impact on people's lives, and in the meantime are really helping create jobs for local residents along the way. It's why I love biotech. It is that double bottom line that's really exciting.
Yeah.
And on the job piece, the only other thing I'd mention is, you know, the Reactory here in the city is a story that people should know. You know, my predecessor, Kevin O'Sullivan, had a vision to try to create a biomanufacturing park on some underutilized state land in the middle of the city, right behind Abbey's Bioresearch Center. This was Commonwealth-owned land that was part of the Worcester Recovery Center up on Belmont Hill, and was not needed for that purpose anymore. And Kevin assembled a stakeholder group, 25 local and state stakeholders, co-chaired an effort with Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido, who's had just a great vision on this. And together they were able to push that effort to the point where the land was eventually transferred to our awesome partner here in Worcester, the Worcester Business Development Corporation. WBDC has done a phenomenal job preparing that site now for development. The first site broke ground over the summer, Wuxi Biologics, which is going to be 110,000 square foot facility, create 150 jobs here in the Commonwealth, or here in Worcester. And recently, just after that, Galaxy Life Sciences broke ground on the next building at the site. And there's the potential for upwards of 500 to 1,000 jobs at that park for area residents. And one of the exciting things to me about biomanufacturing and these jobs, these positions, is you're no longer creating the recipe, you're implementing the recipe. So a wider group of citizens and residents can do these roles. So what we're focused on now is how do we retrain someone who's leaving another career later in life to now be a biomanufacturing technician? How do we create easy certificate programs to get area residents into these jobs as they come online? And the industry is already set up too, that if we can get them in the door, if we can give them the basic skills they need to succeed, the industry is already set up to help them with upward mobility and really building a career within the company over time. So these are great jobs, they're great pathways. You know, biomanufacturing is really kind of that exciting advanced manufacturing careers for our area residents. And I couldn't be more excited to see this coming online. I think it's going to have a real impact on the way, on Worcester's role in the regional life sciences cluster. Worcester's going to be playing a really spotlighted role.
Sounds really exciting. Can't wait to see that come to fruition. Can you tell me about the MBI Scale-Up Center?
Sure. So in the new building that we launched this year, we tried to look in the design at how could we do a better job of filling the gaps that entrepreneurs experience on their journey. And one of the things we noted was that companies typically would leave MBI around 600 square feet of space, which is, you know, a studio apartment. But the private sector was only offering 5 or 10,000 square feet. So there was a huge jump that they had to make from the time they left our facility to where they were, where the private sector was. So what we did in our facility, in a new facility here, is we created a bunch of suites that are around 1 to 2,000 square feet. So it's kind of the teenage years for these companies that we could help them support them a little bit longer, you know, and that's a period in time where they really start ramping up their team. They really start their job creation. And if they're not able to do that in a sustainable way, the companies might fail. But they also might leave the city. And if they, once they leave and start hiring people, that's really their home base and Worcester loses out. We're a Massachusetts based organization. We're not exclusively to Worcester. We want to see development across the Commonwealth. But we also, you know, really wanted to try to promote a way to make companies have a long-term trajectory here in the city. So the Scale-Up Center does that. These 1,000, 2,000 square foot labs allow companies to keep a longer trajectory, start hiring their employees, do it in a nurtured environment where they have a little extra support for a longer time. And then when they're ready to jump and make that final jump now from MBI out of the Scale-Up Center, they're ready to go in to what the private sector is offering. So we're excited about this. The reception to it has been fantastic. We actually, of the 10 spaces that we created for this, We have companies currently occupying 8 of them, and I believe the other 2 will probably be filled in the course of the next 3 to 4 months. So we know that we've kind of hit on a chord here, and we're going to keep pushing that and trying to, you know, create that job creation here in Central Mass.
So do you see companies come into the scale-up center, grow, and move to another part of your facility or out? What's the typical path that you expect for a successful scale-up center entrepreneur?
Sure. So the typical path is someone shows up with an idea. You know, a couple of co-founders have a technology that they may have developed as a postdoc at one of the area colleges, or they were in industry and they found a niche that wasn't being served. And they'll come to MBI and take a space that's literally the size of a closet, but it has all of the infrastructure that's required for a laboratory environment. And they can start their company from there. And then they access our shared equipment. They access our business support team and all of the resources that come along with being at MBI. And then they make their first hire, and they have now 3 or 4 people on their team, and they take a bigger space within MBI. And then they get their first big break, and they've got a little bit of capital, a little bit of investment that came in, or a contract or a partnership with a biotech group. And now maybe they're ready to take space downstairs in the scale-up center. They move into a larger lab, they start hiring more people, they get to around 5 to 10 employees, and then they're typically ready for that kind of next leap. And that's when we help support them as they move into the private sector, either, you know, here in Central Mass or somewhere in the Commonwealth, which is the best place to be in the biotech industry.
It must be fun to watch, right? It must be fun to watch the, you know, the little closet dweller blossom into a full-blown company.
The stories are awesome. You know, I'll give you an example of a recent example. A company, Ivexol, took space with us last November. Ivexol, led by 2 really great co-founders, Rodney Ritz and Mike Green, and they had recently closed an investment from the Massachusetts Life Science Center Seed Fund. So that occurred last November. They took space with us. They started really proving their concept. They, you know, they need to be able to show to the industry that they could do what it is they need to do, which is basically a new form of manufacturing for personalized medicine, like potentially curative forms of cancer therapies. And over the course of the last year, they were able to do that in our space at MBI. And this November, exactly 12 months after, they were able to close a $13 million Series A round, get some really significant investment into the company, and now we're working on building out their own manufacturing facility where they'll plan to create probably 20 jobs in the next year alone. So those are the types of stories that we just love to see, and that we are hopeful that we can give a place to enable them to happen.
Yep, and after this break, we'll hear some more MBI success stories and peer into the future with John about where he sees MBI going and what he thinks about the future of the Worcester area. We'll be right back. We are back on the Venture Forum with John Weaver, President and CEO of MBI. John, one thing that we kind of referenced a little bit early on, the opening of the new MBI facility during the pandemic. How has MBI fared overall during the pandemic?
At MBI, things didn't really slow down. In fact, in many ways, they picked up as the industry really kind of kicked into overdrive to support the recovery here. That's great, we think, because that created more jobs. Again, 50 jobs in the last year, and hopefully is going to bring some relief to the country at a time in the world where we need biotech to be the champions and the heroes and allow us to move beyond this. So we've been in overdrive. We're excited about that. We know it's tough because I know a lot of industries have been really adversely impacted by this, and you know, we're hopeful that, you know, by biotech staying so active, it can make the, you know, the economic and social tolls of this less severe and help all of us kind of lift out of this.
Yeah, I'd love to learn some more success stories. You shared a wonderful one before we went to the break. I imagine there are a lot of stories you could share. Could you share a couple more?
So yeah, I'll tell you a couple stories. So I talked a little bit about, you know, Blue Sky and their evolution into to Lake Pharma, but I think it's a great story to tell where local entrepreneur Paul Wengender, who's now joined as a member of our board, was working at Pfizer and had recognized there was a market that wasn't being served at Pfizer, and he thought he could fill it. So he went and talked with my predecessor, Kevin O'Sullivan, and the two of them got excited around this idea, and Paul took the leap, and he jumped, and he took a small lab at MBI in our Winthrop Street facility, which is now closed, and started this company. And actually, Pfizer became one of his clients, and he was able to build this business and grow it to the point where he had eventually had about half of our Gateway Park facility, and was employing a big team of people and needed more space. So we were able to, working with the Life Science Center and WPI and O'Connell Development and other partners, help Paul scale his company into the 50 Prescott Street site. It was really one of the first examples of the scale-up center concept, helping these companies make that next step when they're not quite ready to do it fully on their own. And I think they're a great story. You know, the Worcester team now employs about 40 people. They were eventually acquired by Lake Pharma. Lake Pharma employs around 100 people in Massachusetts right now. And you know, they're working on things worldwide. It was recently, there was an article in the paper that they're actually working on manufacturing some COVID vaccines and are very much involved in the COVID-19 recovery. So we're really proud of that story. But there's many more. You know,
Paul is now a beer god, right?
He is. So Paul, when he exited from the company, started Greater Good Imperial Brewing here in the city, which has a great selection of double IPAs over on Millbrook Street. So I hope people will go support Paul. And also has another brand, Soul Purpose, which has great IPA blends as well. So he's a great entrepreneur. He's been a great, great success story here in the city.
Yeah, we're hoping to have him on the show soon.
Good. And other success stories, you know, we recently had a company called Stage Bio graduate out of MBI. They just took 10,000 square feet in Marlboro and increased their team to over 10. They started in one of our labs at Gateway Park with, you know, a team of two or three. They grew the company up over time, eventually closed the private equity round, acquired a couple of other groups, and have now really expanded their team, rebranded as Stage Bio. I'm really proud of the team over there. They've been able to do amazing things. And another, you know, I think, cool Worcester story, and it relates to our building here. There's a group called Convergent Dental, and a local entrepreneur lives in Shrewsbury, Nathan Monty, who had a technology to replace the dental drill with a laser system, and started that company here at MBI, grew that company up to where it is now, which is about 100 employees in Needham. And you know, a lot of their products are being manufactured locally as well, which is great. And you know, the best part of it for us is that when Nathan exited the company, he wasn't done. A lot of these entrepreneurs are serial in nature, and he's now started two new companies in our new facility here at MBI using a similar technology. And we're just excited to see that story repeat.
So Worcester is a hub of activity. Just the other day, I saw the WooSox release their schedule for their first season playing in Polar Park. And there's a lot of stuff going on. What do you see in the future? And what do you think the next, say, 5 to 10 years will look like for MBI and the area?
Sure. It's exciting. You know, Worcester's got momentum. And to me, that's the best part of all this is, you know, there was a lot of effort that went in for a lot of years to lay the foundation for where Worcester could really be set up for success. And now the private sector stepped in. I think the thing to me about the WooSox that's most exciting is it really just shows that, you know, that really kind of storied franchise believed in Worcester and was, you know, made that leap. And I think that shows that other companies should be ready to do the same. And it's a real testament to the foundation that's been built here in the city. So you know, that's exciting to me about the WooSox. I think the energy and activity and the spin-off development that's going to come from that is really just going to power the city out of into the recovery from COVID-19 and make good things ahead. Here at MBI, we're seeing that wave, and I think we're excited about the future as well. We're particularly excited to see the quantity, but also the quality of the companies that are finding MBI to be their home, and the job creation that will come as a result of their success, which we're focused on supporting. We may eventually even outgrow this facility, which at the time we thought we may have gone too big, and now we're really realizing that the demand to start life science companies in Central Mass is significant. So we're looking at that here. We're also really proud to be supporting the Reactory. I think you're going to see a really exciting future ahead of that development. I think the amount of jobs that could be created at the Reactory is going to provide a lot of opportunity for area residents, and is also going to really solidify Worcester's role in this biotech hub, and hopefully have a lot more spinover development that comes from that. We're hopeful that in addition to that, there'll be some new lab supply coming online. There's the potential of a new biotech building at the ballpark development, which would be really exciting because Worcester has a real supply issue. We need more supply of lab space in the city. And then the last piece of it for us is we need to make sure that when we create these jobs and when these opportunities come online, that we've prepared the community to be ready to support them. So I think our workforce initiative is the final, the kind of last mile component of that. And we really want to see, working with our local industry and academic partners, creating a pathway where local students and people leaving other careers can find a very linear path to the opportunities that are coming at the park. It's important for our residents and to be able to get those opportunities and then rise up within those companies. And it's also important for the companies to make sure that they have that workforce flow coming in so that they can have sustainable growth going forward. So I think those are the big areas that we're really focused on and that we're gonna continue to stay focused on. And I think it's a really exciting future ahead of the city.
Well, it will be fun to watch, and I really appreciate you joining me here on the Venture Forum, John. It was a great discussion.
Thanks for having me, Mark, and thanks for all the great things you're doing with the Venture Forum. We couldn't be more excited to see that awesome resource for entrepreneurs really taking off and starting a new exciting chapter under your leadership.
I appreciate it. I'm Mark Reed Edwards. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Venture Forum from WICN in Worcester. Learn more at theventureforum.org and join us next week as we share tales of entrepreneurship from Central Massachusetts.